The NCAA college basketball tournament in all its madness is marching on to a finish this week. Tonight for the men, it's USC and Gonzaga and UCLA versus Michigan. For the women, it's the Texas Longhorns versus the South Carolina Gamecocks and Louisville versus Stanford. COVID-19 has limited in-person fans during the tournament. In this weekend's Final Four matchups, fan cutouts, those life-size photo poster boards, will fill some of the seats. They're raising money for charity, and some are keeping alive the memory of loved ones lost during the pandemic. Let's bring in Joe DiPietro, who makes those fan cutouts. He's co-founder of the media company Perk Social. Joe, welcome to Here and Now.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. So these fan cutouts have become a real thing at sporting events. They're such a sign of our times, right? What does it say to you about fandom right now, Joe?
Oh, it has been a wild ride for us since we started this. And to see all the fans that want to be a part of their team, this is just keeps going. Even with some fans entering and being able to be there, we're still seeing people that are still a little nervous about getting into an enclosed event that are uploading their cutouts to show their team and show their support for the community. So it's been very cool to see.
Well, the proceeds from the cutouts in the stands, at least in the Final Four games this coming weekend, will benefit a number of charities. What are you hearing from fans about why they're buying these cutouts, Joe?
It's a very mixed reaction. You know, some people just want to support NCAA basketball for the Final Four. There's a lot of people, I was surprised to see this, a lot of people go every year, doesn't matter what team is there. And so since they can't be there this year, they wanted to put their cutouts there. Obviously, if their team is doing well, they're wanting to support their team. Yeah, the charity aspect of it, I really do think pushes people over the edge, saying, you know, this is kind of a silly thing to do, but at least the money's going to good charities. So we do see that aspect as well. We also have memorial photos happening. So this has happened throughout all the teams that we've worked with, where it's somebody that has passed away, maybe from COVID, maybe from something else, and they just want to sit with them again in some capacity.
Well, we're going to hear from a fan with a poignant story in just a moment, but describe some of the funniest cutouts you've made for fans.
Oh, it's been across the board. I mean, we have seen fish and horses. We almost always have a Where's Waldo show up, no matter what team or event we're doing. Somebody decides to dress up as Waldo. We have definitely had, again, people just dressing up from like Halloween costumes that fit their team. You have the super fans that you can tell this is what they wear to every game. But I would say an odd number of fish. People holding fish, you know, people with their fish, you know, like their goldfish. It's really been an interesting thing to see.
Interesting. Maybe a bit odd, but interesting. Joe, thank you so much. Let me bring in a couple of Michigan fans. Andrew Kelto got a fan cutout made for his good friend Zach Boucher. Zach's dad, Dan, passed away from COVID-19 last month. Zach, I'm so sorry. I appreciate you both being with us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Zach, what does this cutout mean to you? Why is it important?
Well, it means a lot to me because, as you mentioned, a lot of fans, some fans go to it every year, and it's been a tradition for myself, my dad, and a group of family friends since 2009 when we went to one in Detroit. We were hooked right then. So we've gone every year since then. Obviously, last year we couldn't because it got canceled, but it's something we wanted to continue doing. You know, as long as he was going to live, we didn't expect him to die this soon, but it's kind of a touching tribute that the tradition gets to live on, that we're still part of the Never Miss a Final Four club because our cutouts will be still sitting in the stands there. Mm.
Andrew, why did you want to make this cutout for Zach and his late father?
Yeah, you know, I grew up with Zach, and then I actually lived with Zach all through college at the University of Michigan alongside four other great friends. And we actually all wanted to get together. You know, it's an extremely difficult time, and we wanted to try to do something to honor Dan's memory. And we thought, what better way than, you know, allow Zach and Dan to be at the Final Four again this year together in the stands. So, you know, we just wanted to do anything we could to, you know, kind of put a smile on Zach's face and, you know, help him out in this time.
Was there a special picture you chose for the cutout, Zach?
Well, they did it as a surprise, actually. I wasn't involved in it at all. They kind of caught me off guard and, you know, really brought a tear to my eye. But It's a very honoring tribute. There was a picture of us right before this whole virus thing hit. We were on a cruise down in the Caribbean, and there's our last vacation that we had together, and it kind of meant a lot, and it feels like he's still there.
So what does this game mean to you, Zach?
Well, I'd like to think that he's up there right now kind of putting in a good word for the Wolverines, because they're on a pretty good run right now, and I hope he can keep doing so as they push forward to the Final Four. And it means so much to me. Every year is our favorite vacation that we go to, and anytime Michigan was there was always a great added bonus. Mm.
Andrew, it must be extra special that Michigan wins and makes it to the Final Four, so your cutouts will be there on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the hope. I know I'll be yelling at my TV trying to make that happen.
And you can ask for the cutouts once the tournament is over. Zach, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I've actually just recently redone my basement. It's sort of a man cave, Michigan theme, so I'll probably find a spot for him down there so he can watch more games with me in the future.
Well, our best to you both. A beautiful tribute, Andrew Kelto and Zach Boucher. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And Joe DiPietro, he's co-founder of Perk Social, the company behind the fan cutouts at the NCAA basketball tournament. Joe, thanks to you.
Thanks for having us.